Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 39. On this edition of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, I have a lot of video game news to share with you, including Nintendo cracking down on piracy, new video game-based comic books, the Prince of Persia film, titles being dropped and put in limbo, information on Gears of War 2, information on the upcoming Strong Bad game, and Brett Favre and the cover of Madden. Is he still going to be a Packers player or a Jets player? You decide. Also, a review of the Robot Chicken Star Wars DVD and a retrovision on the Olympics. All this and so much more this week on the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. If you wish to email me, please email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And now, let's rock and roll. Hello, fellow PAC members, and welcome to another edition of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. I am Silver Wolf, and I am just really, you know, relieved that, first off, I'm done with summer school. Yeah, I took two summer school classes this summer, and I'm done with them. My last class finished earlier this week. And right now, I'm just looking forward to my upcoming Walt Disney World trip from the 14th to the 20th. And right now, it is official because I just got my shifts, for working. And I'm just really excited for it, especially since I have four, like, main things on my do list when I'm there. First off is watch Yeehaw Bob at the Disney's Port Orleans Riverside Resort. That I'm probably going to do on my first day. Also, work. That's another thing. Actually, that makes five things on my to-do list, but whatever. Work, Yeehaw Bob, have as much time as I can in the Adventurers Club as possible. Because I think I talked on this about this a lot, that I really want to see the Adventures Club just one more time, you know, either throughout the entire day, or like throughout the entire trip, or, you know, as much as I can, because, you know, I just want one more big taste of the Adventures Club before it closes, even though I've been hearing a lot of rumors that it might move somewhere else, or, you know, just a bunch of other stuff going on with the Adventures Club, but that, I don't know. It's still pretty much in limbo. It's still pretty much being, you know, tossed around what's going to happen. So I just want to have one more taste of the Adventures Club before it closes. So that's one of the big things on my list. Another thing is check out Toy Story Midway Mania. ever since I started working at the Walt Disney World Resort, you know, I've always seen the area where Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Play used to be at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and that has turned into a construction area where Toy Story Midway Mania is now, and I always see it behind walls, and I'm always trying to get my camera over the wall just to get, like, a glimpse of what they're doing, but, you know, those walls at Walt Disney World are just so high. But anyway, you know, I'm really looking forward to the attraction, and from what I've heard, it actually sounds like a really fun attraction. I mean, this is somewhat of a video game podcast, and, you know, I'm a video gamer, and the whole thing's a big game, so I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm definitely gonna have a review of the attraction when I get back. And another thing is, another thing I really want to check out that is closing is the Pocahontas and Her Forest Friends show. Now, I just want to see that just because, well, first off, I haven't seen it. And, you know, I just want, you know, just to see something before it goes, so I won't live to regret it later. I mean, I felt that way so many times. Most of the time I go on vacation because, you know, it's either I'm too chicken, I'm too young, or, you know, I just didn't feel like going on it. And, you know, lo and behold, the next, like, say, let me try and think of one example of a time where I'm saying, well, I can go on it later, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm just currently drawing a blank, but I know the feeling that if I don't check it out now, I'm going to regret it later. Actually, one good example, well, this is not a really good example, this is just an idea. When I was working in Florida, I do admit, I do take the annual break from the Disney bubble, and I have to admit, I go to Universal Studios. Yeah, a Disney fan that goes to Universal Studios, but I'm not saying, but, you know, I know it's a bad thing for a Disney nut to go to Universal, but I need some variety, you know? And one example is, there was an attraction there called Earthquake, and, well, now it's, you know, it's not that good of an attraction, but it was still pretty fun. And then, you know, I just kept on passing it, and, you know, passing it, I'd never been on it. But now, since it's just changed to Disaster, which is just a re-theming of Earthquake, now I'm feeling kind of a little, you know, a little regret for not going on Earthquake before its official change. So, that's just one idea. And I'm trying to think of a few other things, but, you know, I just can't. But you get the idea that if you don't go on an attraction that you don't know it's going to close, or you know it's going to close and you don't go on it, and, you know, once it closes, you're just going to feel like, you know, I should have been on that. But, you know, I'm just digressing here a little bit, but those are pretty much my main things to do. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to this trip because I love going to Walt Disney World, and I of course love working there too. You know, I'm just really looking forward to the trip. Plan to take a lot of photos, maybe some video. Just relaxing, and, you know, just trying to, you know, just have enjoy my time in Florida. You know, before I go back to, before I go back to school. Which is another thing too, because as soon as I get back from Walt Disney World, it's only gonna be like 5 more days until school starts again. So, oh boy, this is gonna be one heck of a year. But anyway, other than that, I've just been hanging out, and, yeah, I went to Wisconsin to see my brother for his birthday and to see his, you know, well, he wasn't really performing in a play. He was actually directing it, called the Brothers Grimm Spectacular-thon or something like that. It was a really fun show. It just took all the Grimm fairy tales and just abridged them. It's kind of like, it's just a whole abridged Grimm tales thing. It's pretty funny. It was a lot of fun too. So I really enjoyed that. But anyway, other than that, that's about it. And yeah, just really excited that school's out. And right now, my mind's just trailing, you know, after, you know, like nonstop school and summer school and all this stuff. Ugh. Anyway, let's move on to the video game news. First off, Nintendo is filing suit along with 54 other software companies against 5 businesses that sell devices to allow access to pirated games. Now, to be honest, like I'm really for this because I hate piracy. I'm not a big fan of piracy. I'm not a big fan of, like, you know, people downloading anime from BitTorrent or, you know, programs like LimeWire, Kazaa, and all that stuff, I'm not a big fan of that kind of stuff, and I'm really excited that, you know, they are really cracking down on video game piracy, and plus, like, I'm just really happy that, you know, Nintendo and other software companies are cracking this kind of stuff down, especially on some devices that are being sold, in Japan, where all you have to do is you plug in a Nintendo DS cartridge with a micro SD memory card or something like that. And before you do that, you go online, you download these ROMs for DS games or Nintendo games or whatever games you got. You put them onto a card, you put it into either your Nintendo DS or your Wii, and you get to play pirated games through these video game systems. And to me, that's just not fair. I mean, companies spend, you know, months to even years developing these games, and, you know, without them receiving some sort of compensation or, you know, something out of this, it's really discouraging. You know what I mean? But anyway, I'm just really happy that Nintendo and other software companies are saying, you know, screw you, piracy, you're going down. But whatever. Next up, DC Comics has just announced that they are currently in the middle of making Resident Evil and Devil May Cry comic books under the Wildstorm name. And next month, they'll announce more details on what they're going to be about and when they're going to be released and if they're going to be bi-monthly or monthly or, more comic book details. Also, Ratchet & Clank Quest for Booty, which is a downloadable game through the PlayStation Network, that will be available on August 21st through the PlayStation 3 online store for about $15. Next up, the Prince of Persia film, which was supposed to be released in June of next year, has just been pushed back another year until Memorial Day weekend of 2010. The reason? They just want more time for filming and more time for post-production. Let's just hope that this new delay will make the movie even better. Make this movie better, because let's face it, sometimes movies based on video games suck. I mean, look at Uwe Boll and his films. Those things were more horrible than actually, I don't know what's worse, going to hell or seeing those movies. I don't know. But anyway, next up, some people know that, you know, Activision has merged with Vivendi Universal, and, you know, Activision merged with Blizzard and all that stuff. But anyway, along with this merger, Activision actually drops a slew of titles, with the exception of, you know, some of their streamlined titles, which are the Crash Bandicoot series, the Spyro series, the Ice Age series, or the upcoming Ice Age game, Prototype, and one unannounced game. They want to have their main focus on those games, and they want to leave some of the other games that are under the Vivendi Universal name to other companies. And two of these games included Ghostbusters and Brutal Legend. Now, a lot of people were really upset that, you know, with Ghostbusters went limbo, you know, between, you know, being canceled and being alive. Activision actually went out and said that Ghostbusters is not canceled, and also a company called Double Fine also said that Brutal Legend will be fine. So I'm guessing Double Fine will continue making Brutal Legend. But for the other games, I don't know. They're still in a limbo. And, you know, I pretty much have not too much information on this. But, you know, it's just kind of sad that, you know, a bunch of games, especially some highly anticipated games, are being dropped for some reason. But I'm really excited. But I'm really happy that Brutal Legend and the Ghostbuster games are, you know, still being made. And, you know, they will be released, so I'm really happy about that. Also, a little news from the QuakeCon convention. get this, Doom 4 is in the works. So for the Doom, and so far nothing else has been announced besides just this. So for all you Doom fans, look forward to Doom 4 soon, I guess. I don't know. ID didn't really, you know, talk about it too much. They just say, hey, Doom 4 is in the works. So I have no other information on that. I do apologize. Next up in the crazy people news, Thailand retailer, a video game retailer in Thailand called Era Interactive Media actually pulled copies of Grand Theft Auto 4 from their store shelves and are encouraging other stores to do the same. The reason? There was recently I can't even describe this. This whole news story is just really weird. Let me just try to finish this. The Era Interactive Media pulls Grand Theft Auto 4 from store shelves after an 18-year-old student robbed, stabbed, and killed a Bangkok taxi driver trying to imitate the game. And he said this kid wanted to see if killing a person in real life is as easy as the game. What? Why? Why can't people tell real life from... jeez. Don't make me talk about this again. My God. And also note, like, this kid's 18 years old, and Thailand doesn't have a video game rating system. But even if they did this, you know, the kids still would have bought the game. But how can humans be so stupid on trying to imitate a video game? I already ranted enough about this. On the whole violence in media, and yeah, I just gotta stop with this. I mean, it still just angers me that people try to imitate video games. It's just stupid. Anyway, let me try get into something else. Some of you already know that Gears of War 2 is currently in the works, and here's something very interesting. When Gears of War 2 is gonna come out, it's gonna have a filter in the options menu that turns off the violence and cursing. And this is just really funny. Epic Games is censoring their own game by letting people turn all the blood into sparks and taking out all the swear words, which is pretty much removing everything that is good from the game or something. I don't know, but it's only an option. And, you know, especially if somehow kids under 18 are getting this game. But that's just about it. I'm really excited about this. I'm really happy about this, but, you know, Gears of War without blood? Man, I can't really think of that. But whatever. Next up, a lot of people, including myself, have been like, all right. Not too long ago, Telltale Games has announced that, you know, Straw Bat's cool game for attractive people will be released in July. So myself, along with many other Homestar Runner fans, have on Monday always go to their Wii console and go on to the Wii Shop channel in hopes that Straw Bat's cool game for attractive people will be on the Wii. Well, apparently that wasn't the case all throughout the entire month, and Me, I was a little bit disappointed because I've been looking forward to this game ever since it was first announced. But Telltale Games has announced that Strong Bad's cool game for attractive people will hit the Wii and PCs next week on August 11th. And yeah, really happy for that. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Strong Bad's cool game for attractive peoples. That's gonna leave my Wii a smoldering crater. I don't know why I'm acting like this. But anyway, next up, the anti-war group Direct Action to Stop the War, or DASW, is currently blaming Ubisoft for recruiting 13-year-olds to join the army through the game through the ever-popular PC game America's Army. Now, America's Army was released in 2002 as kind of as a recruiting tool and increasing the players' interest into join the army. But DASW is kind of like seeing this game a little bit differently. They're saying that it's helping recruit 13-year-olds to join the army, which is illegal because, you know, there's a law called the United Nations Optional Protocol to the Convention on the Rights of a Child on the Involvement of Armed Conflict, something. You know, just something that states that no one under 18 can join the army. Well, the Ubisoft North American president, Lauren Detok, actually told them that, you know, Ubisoft is not making any more America's Army games. But even saying that, DASW, it still wants something on the label of this game, stating that, here it is. The label should read, "Warning, this video game has been developed by the United States Army to recruit children under the age of 17 in violation of the UN Optional Protocol and international law. Combat service has been known to cause death, irreparable injuries, post-traumatic stress disorder, and lifelong feelings of overwhelming guilt," blah, 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 blah. And they even planned a rally just a mile away from the Ubisoft offices. Wow. They were told that they're not making the game anymore. It's still available, but they're not making any more games, yet they're still protesting it. My question is, do these people have jobs? Because, by the looks of things, I don't think they do, if they're just planning a whole protest to protest a game that's, well, only available online, and, you know, not really encouraging 13-year-olds to join the army, and a game that's not spawning any more sequels. Yeah, I don't think they have any jobs. But anyway, next up, Grand Theft Auto 4 will be available on the PC on November 18th in the United States and November 21st in Europe, and Rockstar has also announced that this new PC version of the game will have expanded multiplayer. So my guess is, Grand Theft Auto Online, anyone? I don't know. That's just a wish. Next up, some of you already know this, but the future NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre has just joined the New York Jets. Why does this have to do with video games? Well, the cover of Madden 09 actually has Brett Favre as a Packer. I mean, the game is going to be released in a few short days, and I don't think EA's is just going to pull the game off the shelves just to have, you know, just to put a Jets uniform on Favre. So, here's what EA is going to do. If you still want Favre to be a Packer, you don't have to do jack squat. The game is still going to have Brett Favre as a Packer on the cover, and he's still going to be a Packer in the video game. But for those New York Jets fans, that want Brett Favre as a Jets player, you can log on to easports.com and you can download a printable label that will have Brett Favre as a Jets player. And on August 11th, a day before Madden 09 is officially released, you can actually download a roster update that will make Brett Favre a Jets player. For me, not only even though I'm not a big sports game player, I'm not really much of a Brett Favre is a good player and all, but I'm not that big of a fan of his because, well, he's a Packer, I'm a Bears fan. Those who know football know that Bears and Packer fans don't mix. You know, if I had the choice, I would turn Brett Favre into a Jets fan, into a Jets player. Actually, to be honest, it wouldn't really matter because I just want to tackle the guy. But that's just me, the Bears fan that I am, and, I just want this guy to stay retired. I mean, he's like, what, 35? He's been playing this game almost all his life. I think he should stay retired, but anyway, that's just me. Finally, Godfather 2 will be available in February. Yes, a sequel to The Godfather has been announced, and it's going to be released in February for the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and the PC. It's going to be based off The Godfather sequel. It's going to have, you know, more hand-to-hand combat, and so far that's all I know. So if you're a fan of the original Godfather game, check this out. It's going to be released in February by Electronic Arts. And yeah, that's about it for the news. And let's move on to my review of the week, which is Robot Chicken Star Wars. Now, for those of you who don't know what Robot Chicken is, let me give this to you in a nutshell. Robot Chicken is a show on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim. It's a 15-minute show of nothing but action figures and dolls just doing a whole bunch of weird stuff. And with Stupid Monkey, you know, the people that behind this show, actually got permission from George Lucas himself to do a whole half-hour Star Wars Robot Chicken special that is just filled with nothing but Star Wars spoofs and, you know, just all-out crazy. And I did not watch this on television, but I actually watched it with, you know, a friend actually borrowed his taping of it and watched it, and it's just hilarious. It's just nothing but hilarity. And, you know, if you're a Star Wars geek, this is definitely something you should check out. I mean, George Lucas is in it. There's jokes with, you know, Darth Vader, and, you know, almost every episode of the Star Wars movie saga has been spoofed. And there's just so many different skits that are so funny I can't even describe to you. Like, say, for example, George Bush versus Abraham Lincoln in a lightsaber duel. What happens when Boba Fett and Han Solo are alone. It's just indescribable. And it's hilarious. And it's on DVD. And even though this DVD only has a half-hour episode of Robot Chicken on it, the special features that it has is just, are, you know, there's a lot of special features on here. There's like little skits, some deleted scenes, commentary, panel presentations, photo gallery, behind the scenes, all bumps and advertisements for this episode. You know, there it's just a lot of, like, you know, little things, and, you know, little things are a lot of fun to watch. You know, it adds more to the whole Star Wars special. It tells, you know, how they got permission from George Lucas, how they made the sets, how they made the dolls, and, you know, what action figures they used, and, you know, how much time it took to make this entire special. And that's about it. But if you're a Star Wars geek, I highly recommend this. I mean, there's a freaking Emperor versus Luke Skywalker yo mama fight. No joke. There's a Luke Skywalker and Emperor Palpatine yo mama fight. You can't get any better than that. You also got George Lucas riding on a Tauntaun costume worn by a fanboy. And you got Emperor Palpatine on the phone with Darth Vader after the Death Star blew up. And I just can't describe it any more than that. It's just silly. And I've watched this episode so many different times, and I just freaking laugh. I just can't describe this anymore. It's that good. And there's, like, you know, special appearances with Mark Hamill, Conan O'Brien, the creators of Robot Chicken, all sorts of stuff. And it's just funny. It doesn't make any sense. It's just one giant Star Wars spoof. And like I said, if you're a fan of Robot Chicken, if you're a fan of Star Wars, I highly recommend this. I'm going to give this DVD a 9 out of 10. Just because, even though it's only a half hour long, the episode is only a half hour long, there's about two hours worth of special features on here, and it's just good. It's just all around fun. It's, you know, it's a really fun DVD to watch, and it's really fun just to, you know, see the Empire Strikes Back on ice. Let me just leave it at that. The Empire Strikes Back on ice. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, I'm really happy that George Lucas actually encouraged this episode. So, you know, you gotta give special thanks to the man, George Lucas. So, if you're ever at a DVD store, get this. You'll not be disappointed. And that's about it for the review. 9 out of 10. Get it. It's not expensive either, so it's a good quick buy. But anyway, I know I haven't done a retro next. I haven't done a retrovision in a while, so let me just move on to a retrovision. And some of you know that tonight or the Olympics already started, you know, depending on how, on when you listen to this, or the Olympics are over, depending on how, but anyway, we all know that the Olympics, you know, start on August 8th, 2008, haha, very funny, 8808, blah, 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 blah. I mean, hey, episode 39 is on 8808, you know, even though I should have waited and had episode 38 and 8808, but, whatever. Let me just talk a little bit about the Olympics. I mean, I like the Olympics. It's not a bad spectacle. I mean, you got some young athletes going for dreams, and you know, it's just a lot of fun to watch. And you know me, I love when dreams come true for anyone. That's why I work at Walt Disney World. I mean, I love it when dreams come true. So that's what I like about the Olympics. I mean, even though these people might not have future careers in the sport that they're playing in, but you know, just them going to the Olympics, going for the gold, and you know, achieving a dream that only, you know, a few people have achieved. I mean, it's just really fun to watch. And even though, like, I only watch the Olympics when I'm bored or when there's nothing else on TV, I mean, it's still just, you know, a lot of fun to watch. And especially the opening ceremonies, too. Those things are, you know, awesome. They're just awesome to watch. And seeing the torch lit, and, you know, every year, they're, you know, it's just really cool every year. And I'm really a fan of the opening and closing ceremonies because, you know, musical performances, you know, dancing, and, you know, see all the athletes come in. And I just like the Olympics, but, you know, sometimes I just get the feeling that, you know, it's not getting as much support as it can, because, well, I mean, not that many people watch. To be honest, I want to ask you guys something. I want to ask you pack members something. Do you watch the Olympics? I'm honestly asking you, do you watch the Olympics? And if you do, email me. Tell me what you think of them. I personally watch the Olympics. I mean, they're not bad, but, you know, they're just fun to watch. And, you know, just seeing all these young athletes, you know, performing some great things. And you may never know. History might be made. I mean, you may never know what could happen in the Olympics. But anyway, I just want to know what you guys think of the Olympics. Are they fun to watch? Are they okay to watch? Or they're just starting to lose its luster? I don't know. Email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com and throw in your opinions on the Olympics. Are they fun? Are they okay? Are they bad? Tell me what you think. And, you know, I'll post your reply and I'll read your replies on the show and, you know, we'll see what happens. And, you know, I'm just really excited for these games because, like I said, I like to watch them. They're fun. But, you know, the one thing about the Olympic Games is, let me tell you something. Even though I liked Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, I gotta be honest with you. Every year when the Olympics begin, you know, every time when the Olympics begin, there's always a bad game on the horizon. Trust me. Well, yeah. But anyway, I just want to throw in my short opinion on the Olympics. I mean, they're fun. That's all I gotta say. And other than that, I guess I can end the show right here. I have nothing else to talk about. So, let's end the show. I hope you all enjoyed this week's edition of the Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast. Don't forget to tune in next time, where I'll have a review of the Freakazoid first season DVD set and a post-Walt Disney World trip report. Don't forget to check out the blog at swabp.blogspot.com for show notes and show links. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or replies to the Olympic topic, don't forget to email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. The music from the show is from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com, and it's by Kanto6. Don't forget to spread word about the show by telling your friends, family, and even your enemies. Until next time, Pack members, rock on!